I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It was a battle of media muscle. Could the elites panic the middle class, panic Main Street investors enoughly to get them to sell off? And I think 3, 4, 5 years ago, they might have been able to. Because of the censorship of social media. I mean, so much of everything that comes down to right now is free speech, the most important thing in America. And if the internet, if social media were still controlled by the FBI, things might have gone differently yesterday. Actually, I don't think Trump would be the president, but things would have gone differently yesterday, because the only play the elites have left is fear to hang on to their power over the markets. Power that disadvantages American businesses, American small businesses, Main Street. And so they spent the weekend, and you really could see this on X. I like being on X. It makes, you know, what happens next makes sense. And there were literally thousands of these accounts that had anywhere from 500 to 7,000-8,000 followers. And they were out there screaming, Black Monday, Black Monday, Black Monday. It's going to crash, it's going to crash, it's going to crash. All based off one clip, one short clip from Cramer on CNBC. This clip, 14 seconds.
The president doesn't try to reach out and reward these countries and companies that play by the rules in the 1987 scenario, the one where we went down 3 days and then down 22% on Monday, has the most cogency. We will not have to wait out too long, will we? We'll know by Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was reported as fact. It was coming. It was going to crash. And that's what we started the show with yesterday, Lee. Would the American people fall for this? And I think in another era where there was no counterpoint allowed, i.e. over a lot of the last 4 years till Elon Musk bought Twitter, they might have been able to control the narrative enough to crash the market here and stop Trump. They failed. And it was glorious to see. And I think the person who understood it the best was Charlie Gasparino on Fox News, who just, I mean, laid it out about Main Street versus Wall Street.
Wall Street is freaked out right now. Main Street is not. And Main Street is the Trump voter. And
yeah, so all of that hammering, Lee, they didn't manage to do much. They were looking for that 22% nosedive. They wanted to terrify people, middle-class investors, into going into their 401ks and selling off is what they wanted to do. So they could then turn around and put the pressure on Congress to take away Trump's tariff authority. And they failed. They absolutely failed. And so it was great.
It looked like they failed worldwide, because the international stock markets are also recovering and moving forward anyway now, as we reported at the top of the hour.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you basically saw that too with Well, let me just play it a sample. And so again, once again, this is the old mainstream media, the legacy media, trying to drive a hoax and failing because they crashed their credibility. They cashed in what was left of their credibility on the Russia collusion hoax and then on the COVID, the hoaxes around COVID. And there were so many of those that just completely fell apart. That they just really don't have much credibility left to try to drive a hoax like this, but they tried. Here's what it sounded like.
Another gruesome day on Wall Street. The reason, once again, is President Trump's global trade war.
It's hard to get your head around these numbers.
Billionaire investor fears the nation is on the brink of, quote, economic nuclear winter. Another top investor says it could unleash economic Armageddon.
He is making this turd sandwich, and he's making everybody eat it. Wait till Monday. Yeah. We're going to have a Black Monday.
Nobody listens to them anymore. And that's what this showed. They're just not listening. Maybe that'll change, but right now the mainstream media just can't move the dial.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, that was great to watch. Peter Navarro, Trump's trade chief, had a message to small investors. And I really liked how he put this. So small investors are going to be non-institutional guy who has a 401k and hopes to retire one day.
Here's the thing I want to say to small investors. Don't panic. They want you to sell. You can't take a loss until you sell. And what I see is 50,000 on the Dow. I predicted in 2016, the day after President got elected back then when the dead futures were dead red down. I said, we're going to go to 25,000. I got that exactly right. We're going to 50. But more importantly, with the S&P 500, the gains we've had over the last couple of years have been basically seven stocks, the Magnificent Seven, the AIs. Most of the stocks in the S&P 500 have gone nowhere. Now they're going to go crazy. They're going to go so bullish because we're bringing our investment home. The other thing.
The thing with Peter Navarro, Lee, where I have a lot of respect for him, was the first Trump administration, he hit almost exactly to the week when he predicted 30,000, which the fall before it happened seemed ridiculous. Like that, there was no way it was going to happen. And then it did. So he says we're going to 50. I believe him. I do. Definitely time to, be buying back in. So what'd you make of all this?
I just thought it was just, once again, interesting how this sort of played out. Like, I anticipated it, that there would be an early sell-off, and then people started buying it back, and it sort of rose back to the level where it was. Yeah. I mean, I think there was a 1% loss yesterday on the Dow.
Yeah. And that's what this was. This is a lot of people. This is big institutions trying to scare people using their market power. And they're trying to scare people because it's a downside for them. They're heavily invested, these multinationals that depend on a rigged system.
This is a monetary media manipulation.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So that's what we started the show with yesterday. Would the American people fall for this? Could they get them to panic? So I think it was as much of a measure of what Trump's doing and what the market sees as the power, what power the mainstream media has left. And the answer is not much.
You know, I'm old enough to remember, and I want to mention a couple of so-called Republicans that you're not going to like, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, in the campaign for their first term, talking about the economy and their concerns, and Democrats, the Clinton administration, was pitching a fit, and the media pitching a fit, saying Republicans were talking down the economy. Do you remember that?
I don't, okay, but that's okay. That's okay. No, but I'm not surprised. It's exactly what they're doing right now. Right. It's anything to stop Trump. Look, we saw fake death numbers inflated by 50%. That's the admission of the Democrat governor of New York. All of it during COVID to, crash the economy because it was Trump's most formidable weapon. And they did it right as it was hitting that all-important psychological barrier of 30,000. I mean, they were willing to take out the world economy to stop Trump. And they did. They took out the world economy to stop Trump.
Well, and if you're willing to burn electric vehicles with gasoline, you're willing to do anything to advance your cause that is completely counterproductive on the surface.
And keep in mind, it wasn't just the Democrats willing to take out the world economy to stop Trump. I mean, we just learned the last few weeks, it was the German government, too.
Oh, yeah.
They are not the friends of the American people who voted for Donald Trump at all, because we just found out their intel agencies knew from the beginning COVID came out of the Wuhan lab.
Almost
production.
All the European intelligence agencies knew that.
Yeah.
And that's been proven.
Yes. Well, and absolutely confirmed in recent weeks, they could have come out. They could have been honest about COVID, but they went along with whatever the Democrat talking points were to defeat Donald Trump. They destroyed their own economies to get Trump in Germany. That's what's so amazing. In the UK, we learned that one, too. So, when you see Trump's attitude toward these Euro weenies in NATO, this is why. They were trying. They were coming for us up till the last moment.
Well, look at what happened to Europe the last time we had a major American revolution where the people started to rule. The same thing happened in Europe decades later, and the monarchy started falling, or at least diminished.
Yeah.
And now we have a situation now, once again, where you have a populist, right-leaning, conservative president and administration in 2016. And guess what happened in Europe? The rise of populism and nationalism and the common person and raging against the European Union, socialist structure.
Yeah.
It's happening again.
It's happening again. They're trying to stop it and they're failing, which is a glorious thing to see. By the way, I've got the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line back today. Super excited about that.
Nice job.
Yes, I know. 800-905-0989. Texter writes, I bought stock yesterday.
Of course. I mean, I'm not diminishing what they're saying, but that's what you do. Mm-hmm. That's if you're,
it was an opportunity.
If you're going to be an active trader on a daily basis, that's what you do. That's the opportunity. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. We'll get into all of the rest of it coming up. Great news. Supreme Court slapping down the Democrats saying no more judge shopping. And that was a major, major part of Lawfare, the ability to judge shop. And they just lost it. So this is great. Talk about all that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.